Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. So let's start off today's reading by pulling some tarot cards. And let's see what the universe has in store for us today. I'm going to ask, what does collective need to hear right now? What does collective need to hear right now? What does collective need to hear? Some cards just fell. Okay. And the cards that fell are two fours. Interesting. We have the Four of Swords reversed and the Four of Cups reversed. As I was shuffling the cards, well, still kind of currently am, I was getting this feeling that the messages were kind of hidden. I'm kind of getting the image of the other side of the moon, the dark side of the moon, the parts that we can't see yet. And just kind of this hidden sensation, like this hidden feeling of the answers aren't going to come right away, all at once, right now, right? Like it kind of felt like I needed to be patient as I was shuffling the deck, right? I was kind of surprised that cards hadn't popped out. And so let me go ahead and cut the deck and pull some cards out. We have the Emperor upright, the Two of Swords upright, the Two of Pentacles upright, the Page of Cups upright. And we have the Empress reversed. Okay, so two four cards fell out, and to me, four is about foundations, working with what you have, working with who you know, what you know. And because they both came up reversed, when I looked at them to pick them up, they were kind of like sideways, stacked on top of each other, and kind of like on a reverse tilt. And so I'm getting this message of, because they were almost sideways, this like seesaw sensation where you feel stable and then like, wait, no, you don't. You feel like you know what you want. You're like, wait, no, I don't. So I'm kind of sensing that there is a balancing that's happening, right? That, and I feel like that's kind of been the theme recently with these past readings, this rebalancing and finding what works. And then when something does work, kind of realizing you need to make an adjustment again. The Four of Swords reversed, I feel like, is a call to action to meditate, you know, and I feel like that will really help restabilize and recenter yourself to see what you truly want, because I'm sensing that emotions keep coming up. I'm getting the image of a volcano, right? Like things just sprouting suddenly, and then you felt stable, you thought, you know, nothing was going to happen, and then all of a sudden, an emotion comes up, a memory comes up, a flashback comes up. You feel called to do this, you want to push forward, you want to plan ahead, but you feel stuck, right? So I'm kind of sensing that there's kind of just a lot of waves coming back and forth, coming back and forth. And with the Four of Cups reversed, I'm seeing that there's a lot of emotions that are being riled up, right? And you kind of feel maybe unhappy with your situation where you are right now. Maybe you're living a life that you wanted for a long time, that you think years ago, you think, you know what, I dreamed of this life that I'm living, so I should feel even more grateful than I do right now. And I'm kind of sensing that there's like a lot of kind of not taking for granted, but something along those veins, right? Like I kind of don't I'm kind of sensing guilt. Like, you feel guilty for almost wanting something different. Guilty for wanting something more. Guilty for, I feel like, adventure, right? I'm kind of sensing that you've kind of been out of touch with this sense of adventure. Like, you've kind of felt locked in. And I feel like right now you kind of feel like you need to make a decision of some sort, right? Because that Two of Swords upright is about decisions, right? Like, where are you going to go forward? And I feel like when we have certain goals, they really help direct our present conditions. They help us by giving us information on what we need to do right now in order to move forward to meet that goal, right? So our goals can really change our life's direction, where we're going, what we're motivated by, what we think is worth doing. And I feel like right now you've kind of been feeling like shifting over here, shifting over there. You're not sure. You want this, what you have right now, but you also want something else, right? And I'm kind of sensing that the Emperor upright is here as kind of like this part of you that's kind of scolding you, right? Telling you, like, you know what? You cannot have different goals. You had a goal years ago, and now that you're on your way to do it, you cannot change your mind. You can't do this. And I kind of feel like there's this part of you that's trying to lock you down in a certain way, in a certain position, in a certain outcome. Like, I feel like a part of you doesn't want to change, right? And I feel like right now it's about maybe kind of getting down to your true self, right? Like, who you are even without the goals, right? Like, maybe meditation would really help with that, to kind of move yourself away from the roles that you've been playing and who you think you are. And I feel like things are taking up your mind a lot, right? I kind of feel like you've been just, because there's so much shift going on, a lot of shifts that I'm sensing, I feel like there's this tug of war between what you might want for yourself, but, and also of like your past self and where you are now and where you want to go. And the Emperor is trying to lock you into one place, trying to tell you, like, you know what? You're not allowed to move, because if you lose this, and that means that, like, you lose. You know, we can't afford to lose. Like, we're the Emperor. We're here to conquer. We're here to complete. We're here to accomplish. We're here to take over, right? So I'm sensing that right now you feel like almost like you have to make a decision of some sort. But in a way, I'm seeing that that's an illusion almost, right? I'm kind of sensing that you feel pushed right now. You feel pushed to make a decision of some sort. And so let's see, we have the Two of Pentacles upright. So with this card, interesting that we have 4-4-2-2. So with the Two of Pentacles, I'm seeing that that's about balancing your resources, right? Your money and what's going out and what's coming in. And I feel like right now is a time where you're maybe really looking at your finances and seeing, you know what? What can I afford? What is a luxury? What do I want to save each month? I mean, what can I afford to do? Like, what do I want to invest in? But I feel like you're having a really good grasp on your finances. And maybe that's kind of what's pushing you to seek some changes, right? So maybe you've been happy with the situation up until now. But now, since you're not feeling super stable or super in love with where you are or what you're doing, that Four of Cups is about, like, unhappiness, right? Like, even though you have the world, you feel a sense of unhappiness, right? So maybe, yeah, just spend some time with yourself, right? And realizing, like, where you kind of want to go and what you want to commit to. And maybe that's what the decision is about, right? So I feel like meditating is really going to help you with whatever decision you feel like you have to do right now to get you to where you want to be, right? So I'm getting this image of a boat just, like, out on open water. And the waves are pretty choppy, right? So it's not stormy or anything, but it's pretty choppy. And you have to be on point. We have the Page of Cups. To me, pages are about returning, right? Returning to that youthful side of you, that part of you that wants to kind of fall in love with life again, right? Cups is about emotions, about what you feel called to, about what has your attention, right? About what stimulates your mind, like what makes you want to move towards it, right? And I feel like maybe that's where the changes are coming in right now, where you kind of feel like right now is a good time to start thinking about your future. I feel like right now it's a good time to kind of start putting maybe feelers out about where you want to see yourself a year from now, right? So even though you don't know maybe exactly where, like, I feel like there's this image of you fishing, right? So you're fishing and you're putting out a particular type of bait, right, on your hook based on what you want to catch, right? So I feel like you're fishing, but you're not just fishing for just anything, right? I feel like you're craving something different, something more adventurous, like just a little bit more stimulus into your life, right? So it's something that will kind of be there for you to look forward to, for you to kind of spice up your routine. And I feel like you kind of know along the lines of what you want. So that's what you kind of are fishing for right now. You don't just want any type of adventure. You don't want just anything that you've just had in the past that you want to repeat again. No, I feel like right now you want something different that maybe has been calling to you from years ago, but it's something that maybe you've been like putting off. So I feel like right now you're kind of getting this urge, right? This revitalization of, yeah, remember, like, you're still this person. Like, you still want some variety, right? Like, this calling, this discomfort doesn't mean that you are a bad person and that you're taking your present moment for granted. No, it just means that maybe you've reached a point where you feel balanced enough that now you want to take something else on, right? Because the Two of Swords is upright. That's balance. Like, you are balancing your decision-making right now. And you're being wise about what you're studying. And the Two of Pentacles is also upright. So your resources are on point. Your mind is on point. And I feel like right now that's why you're kind of being pushed to explore, right? And also the Emperor, since I'm thinking of a conqueror, I feel like this is about travel. Like, you want to move and you want to just get out there a little bit, have a little bit, you know, like, more spice to your life. And the Page of Cups to me is about, I don't know, like, that youthful exploration, you know, like that curiosity that children have when they're kind of seeing the world, you know, like, wow, everything is amazing. Like, we can do this, we can do that. I kind of feel like that is something we need to connect to through meditation to get some answers for moving forward in our decision making, right? But I feel like you're going to be really smart about it. I feel like you're really going to be grounded down when the time comes to make the decision, right? So for any long-term things in the future, I feel like you're going to know what's right for you. But I feel like because you don't have all the answers right now, it's because it isn't the time to get all the answers right now, right? That's where there's this kind of hidden aspect to this almost. Like, right now you're getting a glimpse, a peek, a curiosity, a spark, right? Something that's kind of stimulating your mind right now. But the answers are not being revealed. And I feel like that's why there's this kind of frustration. We have the Empress reversed. To me, the Empress card is really powerful. To me, it's about manifestation, about creation here on Earth. But it's also like a really powerful spiritual card. And I feel like there's this grounded feeling that comes with this card. Because it's reversed, I feel like maybe you're just disconnected to the full, disconnected from the full extent of your power, right? And I feel like maybe getting out in nature, right? Like, really zooming into small things, you know, like the way ants move, a butterfly, the birds, how the leaves look in the sunlight, right? So kind of really zooming into these things and maybe being around flowing water, right? That Page of Cups, I feel like you need to be reminded that you're alive, right? That you are capable of changing your whole world by any decisions, by any choices that you make will lead you somewhere else, will lead you to something different. And I feel like you've been disconnected with that power of the Empress that you inherently have. And it's there, though, right? So it showed up for a reason. I feel like it's there. You just have to remember that it is there. And even by wanting to connect with that Empress part of you and integrating it and inviting it into your life to make your decisions and to kind of help you move forward, right? To kind of like, well, what do you want to do? Where do you want to see yourself, right? Like, I feel like even just that intention is going to help you move forward. So let me pull a card from the back. And we have the Hanged Man upright. To me, that's about changing perspective, changing how you see the world, being suspended in this place where anything is possible, and you know it, right? So I kind of feel like you're really powerful right now. You're in a powerful situation where you're able to see what your life could be. And I feel like if you're listening to this, you've been a person that has lived many lives in their life, right? Like, I feel like you've had different job positions or different interests, and you've gone through different paths and different routes. And maybe, yeah, I feel like it wasn't always linear, right? But it also did make sense, right? So I kind of feel like you're being reminded of your power to adapt and to shift. And that's what you're being invited into by, like, right now. I feel like that's there's an invitation there, right? And I feel like you're getting kind of antsy about it. And you're like, oh my gosh, like, should I, you know? But I feel like because you've grown so much throughout your life and where you find yourself now, as you move forward, your decisions are just more balanced, right? So you're not just jumping into anything that looks different, you know, is different. You're really studying your options and you're seeing, what do I want to do next, right? So I feel like you're being really wise about your decisions moving forward. And the Hanged Man to me is just a really powerful card, and it's upright. So you were able to see different perspectives easily. And I feel like maybe that's why you feel kind of called here, called there, called here. But I feel like what will benefit is meditation and kind of really whittling down so that only what you actually want is left behind. Yeah, I'm kind of seeing that as a really strong message. And I feel like you're going to be able to figure that out by yourself too, right? I feel like you're at a point in your reading right now that I'm seeing that you're balanced with your money. Your mind is balanced. And I feel like the Four of Swords came up reversed in order to... I feel like you're going to get so much wisdom if you make time to meditate. If you feel like answers are going to come to you, and through meditation and mindfulness, you're going to be able to create that space where, which is what you need really, right? When you're fishing, you can't rush fishing. You can't, you know, will whatever you want to bite when you want to bite. Like, you just kind of, I feel like you just have to be patient, right? And there's, even though you feel like, I feel like you have all the, you have everything right now to move forward, but it just isn't the time to move forward, right? But I feel like it is the time to plan. It is the time to put the bait on your hook, set it out, right? See what you catch, see what opportunities come up for you. And at the same time, creating that space from wanting to exert your will onto the world, right? I feel like you also have to just create a space, right? Like a healthy space to allow for whatever is meant for you to kind of fall in. And then before you know it, I feel like something's going to bite your hook and it's going to be the perfect thing because you've put out the right bait, right? You're not just fishing for anything. I feel like you know what you want, or in the general idea of what you want, and you're going to get it. Right. But I don't think you're going to get it as fast as you want to get it, or as fast as you're used to getting things. Right. I feel like there's this sensation of, well, I feel kind of unhappy, that Four of Cups reverse. Like, I feel kind of bored. I feel kind of unhappy. I want to do something different, but I feel like the results are going to come. I want to say like in a year or so. Right. Like, it might come sooner, but I feel like right now it's just the time to fish and then to really kind of plot and plan and kind of just watch, have a watchful eye on things. And I feel like the Hanged Man came up reverse in our last reading. Also as one of like the last cards. But because it was reversed then, and I don't know if it was the last reading or the second to last one, but I remember talking about how shifting your perspective would really help. And so I feel like right now you're there, right? Like, you're actually able to see the world with this different perspective, and you're kind of, yeah, swinging around, seeing like, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? Where do I want to go? Do I want to leave? Do I want to stay? Do I want a different job? Do I want a different this? Like, do I want to move? Like, what's going on, right? So I feel like right now, I feel like your imagination is active. That Page of Cups to me is about imagination as well, right? I feel like you're kind of allowing for your imagination to run wild, right? To kind of carry you into what could be, right? And I feel like you're being reminded of what you wanted to do years ago, right? I feel like right now you're being reminded, and right now is a good time to kind of start planning and plotting for that. How awesome. All right. On the back, I'm seeing the moon upright. What did I say in the beginning of the reading? It felt like it was like the moon, right? But the other side of the moon, the part that you can't see. Because the answers are not going to be revealed all at the same time right now, right? It's a kind of like a waiting game. But it's not just a waiting game of with your arms crossed and then you wait. Like, no, there's action, right? There is action. Got to go fishing. The moon upright. I'm going to read this. I want to know some more about this moon thing that's coming up. The moon. There are many mysteries in the depths of the unconscious. Pay attention to your dreams and the realms of your imagination. Yeah, I feel like your subconscious is really active right now. And that's why you're kind of getting all these new ideas, right? Or refreshment of old ideas with a twist, or, you know, an inspiration, a drive. So, I'm going to pull... Let's see, do I feel called to pull a tarot card or an oracle card? Okay, yeah, I'm going to pull one oracle card. I feel like I gave you a lot of information. So I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. Okay, thank you to this tarot deck. And now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes oracle cards deck. What does collective need to hear today? Stay in your own skin. So to me, this is about staying in your own power, right? I feel like right now is not the time to go out of your way to take care of others, right? I feel like right now the priority is you. Really check in with yourself. Make sure you're sleeping well, eating right, getting exercise. Just really taking care of yourself and your needs. And I'm kind of sensing that maybe you've been kind of pushing yourself to save others, right? Like this hero complex, right? Where we only feel good when we're helping other people. But I feel like right now, it's just going to be a good, healthy time to just kind of take care of yourself, right? To kind of slow down and really check in with yourself. I kind of feel like, I don't know, this energy of the summer, right? The sun is out. Like, go out into the sunshine and really... feel how the sun feels on your skin, right? Feel the wind on your skin, right? I kind of feel like skin is about this protective barrier, right? Between us and everything outside of us, right? And I feel like there's power in remembering like where you live. You live in your body first and foremost, right? And then you live in your home, and then you live in the community, and then you live in the city. And it's right. So I feel like right now it's about zooming in to your body, making sure that you are well right now. And I feel like that's really going to be helpful, right? It's going to be helpful in everything, in being balanced and feeling good. And I feel like when you stay in your own skin, you really prioritize your own wants and needs. And I feel like in society, there's always this push where it's almost deemed selfish to take care of yourself, right? To not always be giving 100% all of the time. And I feel like maybe that's kind of what you've been struggling with lately, right? Where there's this kind of sense of obligation to others. But I feel like no one's coming to save you, right? So I kind of feel like your body, you yourself, are kind of calling to you and saying, you know what? What about me? And I feel like right now is just a good time to take care of yourself, to really slow down and ask yourself what you need, what you want to do, what you want to focus on, right? Make it all about you right now and do things that make you happy, right? Like do things that really bring you joy. On the back, I'm seeing body talk. So a lot of body communication is happening right now. And I feel like this is connected to the subconscious because I feel like we don't really pay attention to our bodies in a way that's, I feel like, as active as it could be, right? Like I feel like if you meditate, ask yourself out loud or inwardly, what do you need right now? And ask it to your body, like, what do you want to share with me? What do you need right now? How are you? What hurts? How can I help you? Right? Like I feel like if you open a dialogue with your own body, answers are going to come. And I'm saying that it's just going to be important right now to take care of yourself. Yeah, especially because I feel like you're connecting with your inner child a lot. With this realm that's unseen, and information comes through your body as well, right? So kind of see what parts of your body are speaking up, what parts feel tight, what parts feel tension, and do what you need to do to kind of release that, to move that energy, right? To kind of support. I feel like you're changing, and you're being reminded of who you've been and who you are. And there's this big connection that's happening, right? This big connection with yourself, but all versions of yourself. The versions of yourself that you've been before and the ones that are coming up. And I'm kind of saying that right now is a good time to connect with your body because I feel like it's just important to be present, to be really aware of who you are now, right? Because who you are now is the bridge of who you've been and who you are to be. And your body knows what it needs. So I feel like right now is just a good time to open up dialogue with yourself and to really take care of your needs. Maybe, yeah, I feel like that'll really help with the choppiness that I'm sensing that you might be feeling, this kind of sense of unhappiness. I feel like maybe it's because you've been giving too much of yourself away. And right now it's just a time to kind of reel it back in, right? Reel it back in and kind of see, what do I want to do? What does feel right? So that's going to be it for today's reading. Thank you to the Oracle deck, and thank you for showing up today, and I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale, hold, and exhale. Again, inhale, hold, and exhale. And inhale. Hold. And exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you.
Thank you.
when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.